Legendary Hollywood actor Donald Sutherland has died at 88 years old. Not only was he the father of Kiefer Sutherland, he had a prolific career of his own. Here is Sutherland and Elliot Gould in a scene from the movie MASH.
Are you a beer drinker, sir? Would you like to share a martini with me?
Martini? I'd love a martini.
Oh, John, give the gentleman a martini. I think you will find these accommodating. They're quite dry.
That is one of the most famous scenes from MASH. Joining us live to break down his legacy is WTOP film critic Jason Fraley. Jay Fray, wow, what a day to know that Donald Sutherland has passed away. All the movies, all the early roles that he had, the movies in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, I mean, he was a master of all genres. And in the beginning, it was, you know, he showed his comedic chops. I mean, yeah, he had those ensemble roles in Dirty Dozen and Kelly's Heroes. But his big breakthrough, like as a leading role, was in Robert Altman's dark comedy, MASH. Of course, it was set during the Korean War, The Medics, but it was commenting on the Vietnam War when the movie came out. And yeah, a lot of people forget, you know, we always think of Alan Alda as Hawkeye in the TV sitcom, but Donald Sutherland played Hawkeye first in the movie. Probably the best example of a movie that created a sitcom. That's the most successful example. There's just great stuff with the way that Altman directed it and everything. He's placing mics all over the set for this cacophony of sound. It's great, great directing stuff. But in addition to MASH, I mean, he was in Animal House in 78. He was Professor Jennings telling the students, hey, you know what, everybody, I find Milton as boring as you find Milton. Mrs. Milton found him boring too. But great comedic stuff in the beginning.
Yeah, it really runs the gamut, right? How about his more dramatic roles? In your opinion, what are some of the roles that stand out there?
Yeah, well, Clute in 71, the year after MASH, he was the title detective and helped Jane Fonda. You know, she stole the show and won the Oscar for that. But he was the title role in that. And it was sort of Alan J. Pakula's paranoia trilogy with the parallax view and All the President's Men. Just great stuff. Sutherland kicked that off. And then probably his best dramatic role was in Robert Redford's directorial debut, Ordinary People, the best picture winner in 80. He and Mary Tyler Moore grieving the loss of their son. The other son feels inferior. And that great scene at the end when he like tells Mary Tyler Moore, who's so cold in that movie, he tells her why they probably should get divorced and are falling out of love. That's just some of the most powerful dramatic acting you'll see.
Jeffrey, what about his best horror roles?
Now, this is where it's really juicy for me. His first role was the 64 horror flick Castle of the Living Dead. The director was Warren Kiefer, and that's why I named Kiefer Sutherland after his first film director. But my favorite is Don't Look Now of his horror movies, Nicholas Roeg in 73. He and Julie Christie are grieving their daughter that drowned. So they go to Venice, see this little girl running around in a red coat, and they think, oh, is it the ghost of our daughter? It's an absolute masterpiece if you've never seen it. I interviewed Kiefer Sutherland. He said that was his favorite movie of his dad's. It might be for me too. I mean, there's also the 78 remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers with that iconic image pointing at the screen with his wide eyes. He was in Fallen with Denzel. That was a great horror flick. And then like even fantasy movies, like a lot of people know him as President Snow in the Hunger Games. You know, younger viewers probably know him as that. Picked up an honorary Oscar in 2018, just a few years ago. But there's so many we didn't even name, but it's just a prolific run of movies, and he will absolutely be missed.
Jason, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
That's WTOP film critic and entertainment reporter Jason Fraley.